Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
How do the Great Commission and Great Commandment relate to immigration? I'm Ryan Thomas with the highlight from Connecting Faith. How does the church provide hope and direction in the middle of the immigration debate? Alex Mendez is National Director of Hispanic Ministries for the Evangelical Free Church and joined Joe Rathmanner to talk about the Immigrant Pathway Institute and immigration hope. He explained how we, as people of faith, need to strive to serve as bridges of God's love to others.
You look at the Gospel of John chapter 4, the church leaders, the disciples that he was raising up, they couldn't see him. So Jesus has to tell them in verse 34, lift up your eyes and look on. It was not really a physical thing. They were just not seeing them because they were not the kind of people that were used to seeing. But, you know, it was not the disciples that brought the people from Sychar. It was the Samaritan woman. So if we will understand, we've got to look for those bridge people. We've got to be investing ourselves in those people who will bring those people. You know, one other thing I want to say about that John passage that I just saw recently, it really got me all fired up. In that passage, it says, do you not say, you know, 4 months and then comes the harvest? But I say to you, open your eyes and look on the harvest. So what I would tell those pastors in looking at this passage is, work the harvest that you know very, very, very well that's in front of you. That's the harvest you understand, 4 months and then comes the harvest. But God is sending us another harvest, a second harvest, that we have to intentionally be transformed to be able to see, to be able to reap a second harvest. It's right there, both of them, and God has given them to us. So I think the first step is all of us stepping back and saying, why aren't we seeing them, and how are they going to be different from what we're used to?
So once we are able to see them and hear their story, what is a proper biblical response to those of those immigrants who are in our neighborhoods? How does God want us to respond?
Well, for me, it comes back to always relationships. I don't think that I was talking to a pastor and he was saying, what do I do? I said, first of all, it's not the burden to reach them and win them is not on you. You don't have to be thinking about that whole community. You just have to be thinking about what God puts before you. So number one, seeing. Number two, and I think this is very, very important for pastors, is walk through that whole issue with your congregation. Are we reaching our neighborhood? For example, my wife's from North Dakota. They're not going to be reaching lots and lots of African-Americans and lots of Africans and Hispanics. For them, it's going to be reaching their neighborhood, who's close by, even if the neighborhood is changing. But all over America, especially in the cities, there's a huge transition that's going on. So number one, pastor needs to see it. Number two, he's got to stand in his pulpit and tell them the Great Commission hasn't been completed.